the most important subject that we can study. We're beginning this morning a series of 10 lessons on the general theme, Do You Know Jesus? We'll go through the month of December and into the first day of January. If Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we have every reason to have hope. If Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, we have no business being here this morning. Because, as he indicated in Luke 11:20, if what he's doing is by the power of God, then the kingdom is a reality. And we have every right to believe in him and in it. But as Paul proclaimed in 1 Corinthians 15, if Jesus is not risen, which is in a sense the same thing as saying, if he is not really the Son of God, then we have no reason to believe that we will rise from the grave, and even our preaching is in vain. Is Jesus Christ the Son of God? Is he deity? He asked two questions in the passage that Landon just read. Whom do men say that I am? And there were some answers. And then to his apostles he said, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered with that great statement, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said there, it's on this rock, this is the foundation, it's on this rock, this confession of this fact, that I'll build my church. And that's what makes the kingdom worthwhile, the next verse indicates. On another occasion, Jesus raised the question, What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? Who is he? Is he the Son of God? I want you to turn to John 5 this morning, and as you turn to John 5 and look at some of the things that are included in that passage, I want you to imagine that we have before us a courtroom and Jesus is on trial. He is on trial because he has made the claim that he is the Son of God. Satan on one side is going to bring his witnesses together to try to prove that he is not the Son of God. And if he can prove that he is not the Son of God at a time when he is claiming to be the Son of God, he will have proven him to be a liar and a blasphemer. Jesus accepts his own responsibility on the other side of the courtroom, becomes his own lawyer in a sense, his own counselor, and brings the witnesses before us this morning to prove that he is the Son of God, and we have to make a decision. In a sense, we are the jury, because we're going to decide in our hearts, really, one way or the other, either Christ is the Son of God or he is not the Son of God. One of those two things is true. And you and I in this courtroom as the jury, in a sense, listen to the facts as they are presented, and we have to make a decision. The devil calls some of his witnesses. If this trial were taking place today, and that's what we're thinking of, looking at it in times and in the time in which we live, the devil might call some of those referred to in an article just a few days ago by Ray Hawk in the Campbell Street Bulletin on the subject, Who is Jesus? According to an article in Watchman Expositor, a church of California headed by John Allegro, Jesus was a mushroom. He calls the church he is the founder of the sacred mushroom of the cross. Some believe Jesus was a reincarnated master who traveled to India to learn from the yogis before beginning his earthly ministry. The New Age folks, like Shirley MacLaine, think he was just an ordinary man who discovered his Christ consciousness by realizing that everything and everyone is God, including himself. And so she and that group would stand on the side with the devil and say, this is not the Son of God. He's not any more of a God than the rest of us. In fact, we are all gods. Each one becomes his own God as he discovers his own consciousness. And that's what happened to this one called Jesus. Others would come forth and say, we believe that Jesus was the spirit brother of Lucifer with a father and a mother. Not the Son of God. Even if some of the Jews were brought to testify, they would say that Jesus was a carpenter turned preacher. Born in Bethlehem, reared in Nazareth, Many of them rejected his message because they thought and accused him of being a blasphemer, and would probably, if present today and Jesus were saying, "I'm the Son of God," would to his face say, "You're not the Son of God, you're not the Messiah, you're nothing but a blasphemer." The Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints would believe that Jesus was a created Son of God the Father and God the Mother, that he was not really God in the true sense of the word, he was not on the level with the Father, but that he was some kind of created being. And therefore they would deny his deity. We could go on and on. In fact, if we were in a trial situation like that, no doubt the devil would call a line of men who preach for some prominent denominations and ask them to testify against Jesus. Preachers testifying against Jesus, why not? Many of them say they don't believe in the virgin birth of Jesus. And if I were Satan and trying to disprove the deity of Jesus, I'd just be glad to have some witnesses like that, wouldn't you? In fact, if I understand reports that are coming out of some areas of our country and the world today, if I were Satan, I might even call some of those who claim to be preachers in the church and have them to testify for my case, because they're saying, "Oh, I'm not for sure, at least, that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. And I'm not for sure that these were really miracles. Maybe these are just stories and legends that were handed down from time to time." Wouldn't you like to have some witnesses like that on the side against Jesus, who would say, "I don't really believe that he was born of the Virgin Mary. And I don't really believe that the account in the Bible in every sense of the word is true." But Jesus comes to his defense. And he begins to call his witnesses, as we see here in John 5. Jesus says, "I am the Son of God." In fact, as he was in other trials before Herod and Pilate and some of those, and was asked, "Art thou a king?" He would say, "Thou hast said, I came into the world for this end. This is why I was born. Yes, I'm the king." "Art thou the Christ, the Son of God?" He claimed to be. He put it in other terms many times. "I'm the shepherd, I'm the door, I'm the rock, I'm the water, I'm the bread, I'm the light." In all of those ways saying, "I am the Son of God." He makes the claim. And as the trial begins on his side, he says, "First, I'm going to testify for myself." Look at verse 31 of John 5. "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true." Now look at the main part of that verse. "I bear witness of myself." The reason it is said in these terms is Jesus knew the law of Moses. He knew that one witness by itself was not enough. And so as he begins to bear witness, himself being the first witness, he says, "I realize that if I just bear witness by myself, that's not enough. That won't prove the truth." But the same verse says, "I am witnessing for myself that I'm the Son of God," the words of Jesus. In fact, later on in that same context, look over at verse 43. "I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him will ye receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" Jesus says, "I'm from God. I bear witness of the fact that I'm the Son of God." There's his first witness. But with that first witness, he says, "I realize that's not enough. So let me call another." Look at the next verse. "There is another that beareth witness." And notice the word "witness" and the word "testify" in these passages. "Another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth." Jesus said, "My second witness that I call is John the Baptizer." He's the man who, according to John 1 in two different verses, said as Jesus approached, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." He's the one who in John 3 said, "I'm not even worthy to untie the shoe of Jesus." Jesus is going to increase and I'm going to decrease. Now John the Baptizer was a great man. In fact, Jesus says of him, I believe in Luke 7:28, "Of those that are born of women, there's not a greater prophet than John the Baptist." Went ahead to say the least, and the kingdom is greater than he, because John died before the kingdom began. But he said, as far as prophets are concerned, there's not a greater than John the Baptist. And yet John the Baptist said, let me tell you something. I am nothing compared to Christ. I'm not even worthy to get down and untie his shoe. I can bear witness to you that he's the Son of God. John could have said, I heard the Father from heaven say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You see, he was present at the baptism of Jesus when the Father owned him. He was the one who came to prepare the way for Christ. He was the one who always put himself down and raised up the Lord and said, this is the Son of God. Here, Jesus says, is the second witness to the deity of the Son of God. But then he goes ahead in this passage, just a little bit further at verse 36, he says, but I have a greater witness than that of John. Now, I've called John to the stand, and he bears witness that I'm the Son of God. But listen, let me give you a greater witness. I have a greater witness for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And at that point, Jesus might very well call a series of witnesses. A man known by the people to be blind from his birth. A man who would later say, I don't know who this man is that healed me, but let me tell you one thing. I know I was blind and now I see. Don't you think that'd be a pretty strong witness in any court of the land? If it were generally known in a community that a man has been blind all of his life and now he can see, and here's the fellow who healed him. There's something about this fellow. Jesus could have called thousands who had been fed with the 5 loaves or the 7 loaves and the fishes. He could have called the one who was lame and known to be lame by the people, and now he walks in as a witness. Here's a fellow that it's generally known he was lame, and Jesus brings him in. He walks in and takes the witness stand and says, this man healed me. Look at all the works that Jesus could have called before a judgment seat to prove that he was the Son of God. Jesus said, number 3, my works prove that I'm the Son of God. And then he said, let's go on to the 4th area. If you're not satisfied with that, look at verse 37. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. But Jesus might have said, let me go back and recall this witness we had a few minutes ago, John the Baptist. He heard him. And if we were having the trial today, Jesus might say, let me call Peter and James and John. They were all present at the Mount of Transfiguration, and they all heard the Father say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. I can bring witness after witness, Jesus might say, who have heard the voice from heaven with the Father himself claiming, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And having the trial today would give us the opportunity to switch over there to the 15th chapter of John, where in the last 2 verses he says, the Spirit is coming and he's going to testify of me. In the 16th chapter he said, this is the other comforter that the Lord is going to send. And when he comes, he's going to guide you into all truth, verses 13 and 14 of the 16th chapter. Jesus said, here's the Holy Spirit as a witness to the fact that the Father claims me and I'm a part of the Godhead with the Father and the Spirit. And not only that, with that last verse there of John 15, Jesus could say, even my apostles who were with me, who have already testified that the Father claimed me, they can testify in other ways because they have lived with me, they have seen these things, they know firsthand. He told them, in fact, you're going to testify of me, you're going to be my witnesses. And they take the stand and say, we know for a fact that there was a voice from heaven that said, this is my beloved Son. And we know for a fact that we received the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help us teach about this Son. We have seen these things. We know that these things happened. This is not hearsay. This is not circumstantial evidence. We were there. We know. And so with these witnesses, he proves that the Father claims him as the Son of God. And then he says, just look at the Old Testament scriptures. And he may have been talking to some people who claim to have a lot of faith in the Old Testament scriptures and believe them. And you know, one of the hardest things that I have to understand when I'm trying to study those with the background of being Jews is how they could read the Old Testament scriptures and not be ready to accept Christ. In fact, Jesus not only says here in verse 39, "Search the scriptures, they are they which testify of me," but he goes on over to verse 45 and 46. Verse 46, he says, "For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. For he wrote of me." He says these words that were written back in Old Testament scripture, I use them as a witness. He could call the writing of Moses in Genesis 3:15, "The seed of woman would bruise the head of the serpent." Genesis 12, "Through the descendants of Abraham, all nations would be blessed." Genesis 49, "Shiloh is coming," a reference to Jesus. Isaiah 7:14, with the prophets, "He's going to be born of the virgin." 2 Samuel 7, to David, he said, "Your descendant is going to be the one through whom all these blessings will come." And he could have gone on and on and on and on in the law and the prophets of the Old Testament scriptures. And as he said, "These testify of me. They say that I'm the one who's the Son of God." The Father in his works in claiming him did it so to such an extent that even when Christ died on the cross, and things like the earthquake took place, the enemies of Jesus said, the centurion in particular, Matthew 27:54, "Surely this was the Son of God." Now you look at the witnesses. And I believe that any lawyer, any attorney, any counselor would be glad to go into any court with a set of witnesses like we've just described. Jesus said, "I bear witness of myself. I call John the Baptist. He even heard the Father claim me as his son. Therefore, I call the Father as my witness." And I can produce others that heard the same thing, that the Father from heaven even claimed that I'm his son. He says, next, "I point you to my works. Don't just look at what I say, look at what I do. Here's the blind healed, the lame walking, the deaf hearing, the dumb speaking. Here are all these things that I have done. Here's the proof." And he says, "I even present these as evidence here to be marked in this court to read the scriptures that Moses wrote. And listen to what the Holy Spirit says and what the apostles say and what my enemies even admit." 8 substantial, unshakable witnesses. Jesus Christ, folks, is the Son of God. But let me ask you to think for a moment. If this were really a trial and you were called as a witness, which side would want you? You who is sitting here this morning, old enough to be a Christian, old enough to believe what we have proven this morning by the Word of God, and you have denied the opportunity to become a Christian, if I were the devil in this trial, I'd want you on my side. I would put you on the stand and say, "Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God?" And you would say, "Yes." And I would say, "Have you been baptized into him?" And you'd have to hang your head and say, "No." What do you think that'd do to a jury? And if you've already become a Christian and you claim to be on the side of the one who is the Son of God, and yet throughout the week you live a life that is different from the life that he lived, which side would want you as a witness? Bring you to the stand, "Are you a Christian?" "Yes." "Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God?" "Yes." "Did you cheat last week? Were you involved in immoral actions?" And by the way, while I'm asking, where were you when the church was meeting to worship God? And might you have to hang your head and realize that you were witnessing for the case against Christ? If the devil were to bring into the court the kind of lives that you and I are living, and he knew exactly how much we give of our money and our time and our efforts and how we live this week, would he want us on his side? or would you and I be ready to stand up and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I can prove it by my obedience and by my actions? Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you do, have you obeyed Him? If you haven't, take your stand as a witness for Jesus right now, as together we stand and sing.
Banner in the thickest fight, listening to His orders, ready to obey. Who will follow Jesus, serving